With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has decided not to cover costly injectable drugs for obesity under Medicare's Part D prescription drug program. Jennifer King has more on the story.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced late Friday it will not cover expensive high-demand obesity treatments under the government-funded Medicare program. Injectable treatments like Wegovy and Zepbound have exploded in popularity, but many insurers have been reluctant to cover the drugs, which can cost hundreds of dollars a month. Former President Joe Biden had proposed expanding coverage. Medicare does pay for versions of the drugs that treat diabetes and for patients who have heart disease and need to reduce their risks. Just Thursday, the Senate confirmed Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the center. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the president will commit troops to the region to de-escalate Iran's attacks on Israel and their development of nuclear weapons.
I believe the White House has acknowledged it's specifically in the region to support our strikes against outlaw rebels in Yemen, who are simply another terrorist proxy of Iran, and to deter Iran and to continue what the president calls the maximum pressure campaign.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump is clear about his policy.
This is all very transparent from President Trump. He's been very clear. He said it repeatedly. We cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And he's further said that there are two means to achieve that goal. And he's open to either means. He prefers a deal like Libya cut with the United States in 2003. But if there's no deal, there will be bombing. I think that's an exact quote. There will be bombing.
The Senate plugged away overnight to approve their multi-trillion dollar tax breaks and spending cuts framework. On a mostly party line vote 51-48, they muscle past a hard line of Democratic opposition. This is SRN News. As SRN's Michael Harrington reports, virtual church has one big fan.
You might have appreciated streaming worship services during the pandemic, or even now, depending on your needs. But nobody likes virtual church more than a guy who's been stuck in outer space. Astronaut Butch Wilmore, whose planned one-week trip to the International Space Station last year stretched into 9 months due to technical problems, says watching services from his hometown Providence Baptist Church in Texas helped sustain his faith during that long ordeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ohio are working on a package of bills designed to roll back the LGBT agenda, with special attention being paid to the promotion of transgenderism in the public schools. Troy McIntosh, a spokesman for the Ohio Center for Christian Virtues, says the legislation is being fueled by parents' anger over how social issues are being taught. Other states taking similar action include Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. The Department of Energy is laying the groundwork for the future of AI.
The agency has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers. It's part of a drive to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence technology. President Trump has said he supports the opening of federal lands to data centers, something that was backed by the previous administration as well. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Alex Ovechkin has tied Wayne Gretzky's NHL goals record by scoring his 894th of his career. Ovechkin scored his second goal of the Washington Capitals' 5-3 win Friday against the Chicago Blackhawks with just under 14 minutes left in the third period. Earlier, he had his 893rd to move one away from tying and two from breaking Gretzky's mark that long seemed unapproachable. This is SRN News.